I'm like, oh my God, step in if you're like, my friend is suffering.
Everyone is a bit shit.
I think this is going to blow up in your face, but I love you and I'll be here for you when it does.
What is the point of a friendship? Like, that's what friends are for. They're here to help you. They're here to make your life better.
Well, hopefully.
So let them.
Hopefully.
Let them.
Mel Robbins.
Mel Robbins.
Hi, I'm Dee Salmon and I had to get re-pierced.
So vague. Because you actually famously have had, at one point in your life, maybe I'm going to say like maybe 10 plus piercings in your body.
Yeah, 10 plus. Maybe
13?
13.
I think you counted once with me when you were 13. And I remember because you took them all out of your ears because it was Diaries of an MRI Girlie.
Yeah.
I put it up on my Instagram story. The people loved it because it was just like a whole desk with piercings.
And God fucking MRIs, like, we need them, obviously. Amazing.
They're
technology.
Great.
But I was like, they're annoying.
Yeah.
Because every single piercing, and piercings I hadn't taken out for, I reckon, like nearly 20 years.
Wow. So to your surprise, they all closed up within,
I reckon, like
a couple weeks.
I told you that would happen.
Yeah. So then you got them all re-pierced. If you're listening, you can watch us on Spotify and on YouTube. You're referring to some ear action over here.
So one on the right ear. A couple over here and some anonymous piercings, I will not say.
Oh.
Yep, that's right.
And you have to pay for our Patreon for that. I'm kidding. We don't have one. That would be great. Hi, I'm Pip Rasmussen and I stood up for myself at a cafe this week and said no to a $19 sandwich.
Miss People Please a what?
Yes, I know. I said, is there any chips with this? Anything else? And they said, no, just a sandwich. And I said, fuck you. And I walked out.
We absolutely did not.
I didn't say fuck you. I said, that'll be too much for me. Have a great day. It's crazy.
It's crazy out here.
I know.
But I'm really proud of you, babe, because that is something that you would have found hard to do.
To say no?
Yeah. And to be honest and be like, do you know what? I'm not going to pay that.
Yeah.
And I don't want your sandwich.
And sometimes honesty is the best policy, even with strangers, which leads us into this topic actually quite well. We are looking at whether or not to tell your friend that their partner is shit.
This is something that Pip and I have been wanting to cover for a while. Mm. We've had DMs from you about this and I think it's probably one of the hottest topics to talk about because it's just the most delicate situation.
It's like,
almost like intensive surgery,
I would say. And you have no medical degree. You're going in blind and you're like, I have no idea how they're going to react. Are they going to burn the friendship or are they actually going to listen to me? What is their partner going to think of me? Are they going to stay together?
When do you say it? Like, do you say it at the start when they're dating and you notice some red flags? Do you tell them if they're a bit shit versus like if they're actually abusive? Like, where's the line?
And how do you protect yourself in this? Because I think ultimately it can kind of fuck up your life a little bit by proxy sometimes when someone's dating someone like a best mate and you're just like, oh, I have to deal with this extra person who I either don't like or they're bad for my friend. So there's a lot of questions in this and we thought let's do a whole episode. So let's get into it.
So like we just said, this is a bit of a nuanced conversation. We're going to unpack, you know, not liking someone's partner just because they're a bit neg or they're a bit of a weirdo or whatever it is compared to not liking someone's partner or being worried about your friend because they actually are with someone who's abusive or toxic. So, just a bit of a warning in this ep, we are going to be talking about abusive relationships, but we won't be going into detail of what that looks like, but just like talking around how to navigate that.
So let's get into the polls as we always do on our Instagram at Triple J The Hookup. You should follow us there. We asked, should you tell your friend that you don't like their partner? 68% of you said yes, honesty is best. And 32% of you said no, it's not your business.
What did you think of that? Were you surprised by that? It's like nearly 70% of people saying yes, you should tell them.
I kind of think maybe more people would have been like, I'm going to stay out of it. I don't know.
I thought so too.
I don't know why I thought that, but it sounds like everyone who answered this is really honest with their friends, which is interesting.
And I think there's a difference as well. Like the question around like, should you tell your friend that you don't like their partner is quite different to should you tell your friend if their partner is bad? Because like you could just like not like them.
Yeah.
And not vibe with them.
So
I'm like, wow, that's a lot of people who are saying like, yeah, if I don't like your partner, like I'm going to tell you.
It's funny, I'm just reflecting now and I'm literally like, oh yeah, I kind of actually have never done that before. Even when I haven't liked the partner, I've always just been like, well, I guess I'll just have to live with this now.
Totally.
So there you go. We had a couple of people DM us, Jace saying, my friend has a really obnoxious partner for years. However, over time, I've come to realize that it's not my place to insert myself just because I don't get on with them. They make him happy, so I just stay out of it. We also got this voice memo from Shannon talking about it.
My housemate, who is also my very good friend, has a partner and it's a newish relationship. And I've met the partner a handful of times now. And they are so negative, and they somehow find a way just to make every conversation, they just somehow bring it down, and they're so unenthusiastic and monotone, and I really struggle holding a conversation with them. And my friend has actually said that some of her other friends like don't get along with their partner, and I guess she just doesn't see the reason why. And it's actually probably something that I would mention to her if it continued like that, just about her partner being negative and that kind of thing and coming from a good place.
I'm like, I know we're supposed to say I'm happy if you're happy.
Mm.
But selfishly, sometimes when a friend brings in a partner into your life and you know that now you've got to like sit in dinners at functions, at events, and you've got to see them a lot and you're like,
what if they get married since everyone's doing it?
And it's like, of course I want you to be happy, but at the same time, I want to be happy. But I'm not happy because I have to sit across from this person.
Yeah, no, I get you.
And they're a bore and they're negative and they're just like obnoxious, or they're like a pain, or they're just like a bit shit, you know?
Yeah, I feel like I was listening to that voice memo and being like, oh, yep, I know exactly how this feels. And I feel like people listening to this will absolutely resonate with that feeling.
We've all been there.
We got another voice memo from Thomas who reckons honesty is really just the best policy in this scenario.
My thing with calling out people for having shitty partners is I think everyone should just be honest. Like, obviously assess the situation. It should be a case-by-case thing. But you should help other people. I think everyone should be as happy as they possibly can. And if you see someone's in a shitty relationship, I think that you should help them out in whatever way you can.
See, keyword being help there.
Mm.
And he was talking about in the relationship being shitty, a shitty relationship. I'm like, oh my God, step in if you're like, my friend is suffering. But again, it's like maybe again going back to the like, if it's just an annoying thing and they're a bit monotone and they're a bit negative, like do you jump in? Who knows? Like it's hard to tell.
Yeah, I feel like it's really, really hard to know where to draw the line, because if you know the person isn't going to take it well, you automatically just go like, well then – there might just have to be a bit of distance between the friendship now.
Mm.
I mean, we're going to get into that in a sec.
Yeah.
But I think like something that we heard a lot from you in our DMs was like, for you, there is a very clear line.
Yeah.
And that is when your friend is dating someone who is toxic or
which
abusive.
Is kind of what I think Thomas was hinting at there.
Yeah.
Like if it's like a shit partner. And yeah, you're right. I think people in the DMs were very much like, in that scenario, jump in and like get involved and say something. We had a DM from Sim saying, if they're toxic, then yes, say something. But if you think your friend could just do better or you don't love their partner, then sometimes you just have to let them be. So that's the difference there.
Yeah, kind of what I'm trying to say, I think. It's like you then have to make a decision yourself. Like, am I going to have to just like distance myself a little bit from this friendship if I really, really can't stand this person? But there's nothing actually wrong with them, or like they seem to be happy.
Yes.
Then you kind of just have to like change your circumstance. You have to change yourself and how you feel about the situation.
Exactly.
But then if it's like, if they're in a relationship that's you can see it's not good for them, it's unhealthy, it's toxic, it's abusive, there's lots of red flags, then absolutely.
Well, that was the overwhelming feeling. And as you heard, 68% of people were like, yep, I think you should just tell somebody. Honesty is the best policy. So then let's get into that, like into those people who are ready to have the conversation with their friends. And trust and believe, it is not easy. So we kind of asked you, we were like, when should you do it? Because should you strike early while the iron is hot, or should you just wait until you're like, I'll just see if they're going to like settle down and get serious, and then I'll be like, actually, have you noticed this? Overall, people would definitely like get in early. So Hannah was like, you should say something early on when they're dating if you're noticing red flags, especially when you're in that loved up honeymoon stage and there are things that you don't see or you choose to ignore.
And we got this DM from Kieran who said, we have a friend in our group who has been dating the same guy for years. absolute deadbeat, no job, lives with her parents, doesn't have his own car, so she drives him everywhere and has recently been found cheating.
Ugh.
For some reason, she's forgiven him very quickly for that and says they are connected. He didn't seem great when they started dating, but nobody was vocal with her about that. I wonder where she'd be now if we'd said something earlier and could have stopped her from wasting all this time and effort.
Mm.
Oh, it's so hard though, because I feel like I, especially when I was younger, myself included, like my friends and I were all dating shitty guys. It's just one of those things that, especially if it's like hookup culture and you just casually, like everyone is a bit shit.
Kind of like a rite of passage to like even experience a shitty relationship, so you kind of know.
But it like never, there never were relationships.
Yeah, that's
so
fair.
I feel like no one really said anything because it was just one, so normalized, and two, none of it was ever serious. So then it never felt like enough of a reason to bring up like, hey, why are you? And it was like three, we're all just doing it. So it was like, I don't know. If you bring it up too early, it might just be like, well, calm down. Like, I'm just having fun.
Yeah. I think if it's like,
well, I'm aware of like,
yeah,
this person being a bit shit.
Yeah.
But then where do you draw the line of like, it's becoming a bit more serious and then they may be too invested.
Yeah. Is there like a timeline? Would you say like 6 month mark? Maybe.
That's so hard.
I don't know. It must be person to person. I think a little earlier than that.
Yeah. Because it does get harder the more invested they are.
I know. It latches on.
Yeah.
Which is why we actually had this voice memo from Lara who reckons you should plant the seed early.
When my friends have pointed out that they don't like my boyfriend, if I didn't agree in the moment, it still helped me see certain behaviors later on. Like if they said like, hey, like I thought that was kind of selfish of him. Maybe I didn't agree. And then I would notice maybe more selfish behaviors after our conversation. I think it's helpful.
It's like subliminal messaging. And I really relate to this because I feel like I, classic me, famously trust everyone from the get-go. Yeah. I'm very glass half full with people. And so when someone flags something with me, I literally would be like, oh, I didn't even notice that. And then I kind of like, you know, pocket it, park it. And then I'm just like, if something happens again, I'm like, oh yeah, I now notice it because the other friend did. And that would be really helpful for me in that situation to have somebody just like, just flag it and not necessarily be like, you should break up with them, yes, but like, just be like, hey, I noticed this thing. So I really relate to Lara.
Yeah.
There.
The subtleness is a great way to think about it. It's like, oh, that was interesting when they said this. Mm. Or like, do they normally talk to you like that? Compared to just like, hey, your partner's shit. I don't like them.
Which we will get into very soon. We also asked you like, you know, apart from the early on, when should you tell them? A lot of you came back and said you should tell them when you're actually asked. So not just jumping in and like having an opinion, being like, right, let's have an intervention. I need to talk to you about your partner. So Cece said, I didn't like my bestie's partner because I just knew he wasn't on her level emotionally, aspirationally, maturity wise, etc. But I trust my girl, and knowing that he wasn't toxic or anything like that, just a bit of a shit boyfriend, I felt like I could subtly say my opinion, but only when asked for.
Yeah, a lot of you felt really strongly on the it is absolutely not your place to say anything to your friend unless they ask you. And this was something that Jeff sent us a voice memo about.
One of the things I like to do is check in with them, see how things are going. And then if I'm there for them and we have a good relationship, often when they run into a problem, they'll come to me. And often it's to debrief or just check in or something like that. And then when they come to me and ask to debrief or ask for help, that's when I can give them that feedback of, look, I don't think this is healthy, or this is a problem, or this is something that I notice. Like, I'm honest with them. I tell them what I feel, but then I always close it with, look, I think this is going to blow up in your face, but I love you and I'll be here for you when it does. And that seems to work really well for me.
He seems like the kind of guy that, because he's so honest and won't overstep any boundaries, people really trust him with that kind of thing. And they will like literally go to him as like a measuring stick or a vibe check to just be like, Jeff, what do you think of this person? And he's not going to hold back, but he's also like beautifully ended that with like, I'm going to be here for you no matter what. But just so you know, like, this is a fuck up and you shouldn't do it. Like, I think people appreciate that.
I know. And I know we're going to get into a bit later in the app around like how to have this convo, but I just think that is just such a beautiful, healthy way of doing it, you know, of just saying like, yeah, like waiting for someone to ask you and then saying like, yeah, look, like this is what I've noticed, but I just want, you know, what's best for you and I'm here for you no matter what, you know.
I feel like I aspire to be like that, like the kind of person that someone would genuinely be like, I just need you to give me like the skinny on this or whatever.
Yeah.
Whereas I'm just kind of too much of a yapper and like I'll probably like accidentally like not forcefully say something, but it might just like slip out by accident. Do you know what I mean? Like
I just, there's no way in hell. There's no way in hell I'm that emotionally mature.
No.
To be able to just sit there.
Like a lot of people, like you're so passionate about your friends and like you're protective of them in a way.
So I think to my friendship's detriment, like I'm very, very protective. So if I even sniff an unhealthy relationship, I'm like straight away like, what's going on?
Yeah. And like you said, it's almost sometimes to your own detriment because
I don't do it in like a really nice.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I have issues with my approach.
Potentially.
Yeah.
And then people get scared to like to maybe even bring it up with you.
Yeah.
I get that.
Yeah.
I felt that as your friend. I'm literally like, oh my God, what if I tell her this thing?
I'll be like, dump him.
Should we? Yeah.
Instantly.
Get rid of him. Like it's literally that. Look, one of the things that came through that was like obviously the strongest, and we've touched on this, but people were just very, very passionate about like you absolutely need to step in when somebody is being abusive or manipulative or toxic. This is beyond just like an annoying partner. It's like there are red flags that are like dangerous. Yeah. And so many of you messaged us about this. Bobby said, ended up having to say something as he was gaslighting her and having explosive anger. I was really scared for her safety and I picked a moment. She was receptive, but it was so hard.
That's kind of like where I come from. It's like if you love your friend, I mean, hopefully you fucking love your friend. It's like there should be no reason why you aren't fighting for their safety and like fighting for their well-being.
Mm.
And that's why I think like it is absolutely essential and your response. And this is just my opinion. I know like people won't agree, but I'm like, it is your responsibility as a friend.
Yeah,
I agree. To say something and to keep fighting.
And I think like when you've gone through it yourself or you've seen your friend go through it multiple times, like you're like, no, we're not doing this. Because it's like either you have a personal experience where you're like, I've been through it and I've been, you know, to an edge where you're like, I never want to go back there with another person. And sometimes people, I think, minimize like how easy that is to happen in terms of like turning from toxic to like actual like abusive behavior. As soon as that red flag comes up, you're literally like, I'm identifying it and I'm going to stop it out.
So many people don't realize when they're in it. Like MSNSD, I'm saying rose colored glasses are a thing. We need someone outside of the relationship to show us if we're being love bombed or manipulated.
Mm-hmm.
Toxic relationships are dangerous and hard to get out of once you're in them. So we need our loved ones to keep us in check. The thing that I think about this is like a lot of people don't realize that they're in certain dynamics with people, certain relationships because of their past traumas. So they might think, oh, it's normal for someone to gaslight me and have explosive anger and yell at me and you know, financially control me and all of these things because they watch their parents do it.
Mm.
And it's like this might be their first relationship. You might have the tools to be able to spot these signs and they don't because they think that's normal. And so it's like you as a friend, it's your duty, I believe, to be able to like obviously do it in like a really caring way, which we'll talk about. But I think it is absolutely like essential that you say something and try and help them.
Yeah. And I think as well, if you get any like sniff of trouble or like a little alarm bell ringing, like they could give you like one piece of information. They might be like hiding other things as well because they're either ashamed about it or they don't feel safe or like in a comfortable space to share it. So it's almost like as soon as you hear that little thing, like you should investigate and like you should in a nice way, as you said, and like we'll get into that. But it's like it's absolutely like something that you should take seriously.
It's so heartbreaking. It's one of the most heartbreaking things in the world to watch.
Mm.
Your friends or your loved ones like get caught and end up, you know, spending years in really, really unhealthy dynamics. And you're like, you don't recognize your friend anymore because they've become a bit of a shell of themselves. And it's really fucking sad.
Yeah. And it's really complicated to have the conversation. So we'll try and work through that with you, but we'll get into that in a second. You know, speaking on that as well in terms of abuse, like we had so many people come through and say, I wish my friends had stepped in earlier and I wish someone had told me. Taylor said, I was in an abusive relationship with my ex for 6 years. I wish my friends had told me. We also had this one from Nick as well saying, I wish my friends and family stepped in to tell me I ended my marriage when I finally woke up to how narcissistic she was. We have 2 kids together and I've lost a lot of friends because of her, which is so, so sad. But on a lower level, like less about like abuse or toxic and red flaggy behavior, there were so many people who came through and said, you know, I wish my friends told me that they just generally didn't like my partner because their opinion matters so much to me. This is what Farah had to say.
The day after ending my first ever relationship, I went to hang out with my 3 best friends from high school and they expressed their relief at the fact that I'd broken up with this guy. They said, you know, he wasn't right for me. And in the over 5 years I had dated him, they never really got to know him, but they just never liked him. And that was the first I'd heard of that. I asked why they didn't tell me about their feelings sooner, to which they responded that I seemed happy enough and I was kicking goals in life. And also they thought that if something were wrong or if I were struggling that I would tell them, which was so fair.
Yeah, I've been in that exact situation. Oh, I remember it so clearly.
I remember you, yeah.
I was like, with high school friends, and then I told them that like so-and-so and I had broken up and they were like, oh, thank God, we hated them, they sucked, and they were literally like went on and on. And then I went, sorry guys, I'm just gonna go to the bathroom. And I remember going to the bathroom and being like, because I was like so embarrassed by it, but also maybe I wasn't in the stage of like I was ready to hear them that, say that, because it was literally like I just broken up with them, so I was still a bit like in love and sad about it. But yeah, it's interesting to hear it from someone else's perspective and be like, yes.
It happens so often. I feel like automatically as soon as someone's like, oh, it's over, blah, 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 like the friends just go, thank fuck, and then like unleash everything.
Don't do it so quick.
Yeah.
Coming from that experience, don't
lesson.
Do that.
It's like, don't do it so quick. But yeah. I also think from like the friend perspective, like sometimes they might be doing that to make sure they get in quickly to be like, here's a safer space for me to say that because if I do – it might help you make the decision of not getting back.
Yeah.
Sometimes I think once your friends and family say, like, we really didn't like that person, it's so hard to then go back to them.
Mm.
And it's almost like a bit of a safety net as a friend to be like, if I say this, it might encourage them to not go back.
Potentially. I still think there's a good way to say it though.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
I also sometimes when I hear people say, I wish people had told me, I'm kind of like, yeah, in hindsight, sure, but I don't know how, like, it's all fine and well to say that after, but I don't know how you would have actually received that information or done anything with it.
Yeah.
If the friend had said that.
Yeah.
And I found like this was a really huge contradiction throughout our DMs when we were talking about this. So, for example, we put up the poll, would you want your friends to tell you if your partner sucked? 92% of you said yes. That is so many of you, right?
Mm.
Like most of you. But then so many of you lost friendships based off of then telling someone.
Yeah.
So we also asked you, if you told them, did you lose the friendship? And 33% of you said yes.
Yeah. So there's a discrepancy. And as you said, it's like, are you ready to hear it? And I would also hazard a guess to the people who would like, I wish they told me. I'm like, they probably did, but you literally were either totally stuck in love with this person, might have been some other dodgy stuff happening in the background, whatever was going on. It's like, I'm certain that your good friends would have been like giving you signals, but maybe they weren't outright telling you like, we hate them.
There would have been subtle ways for sure.
Totally.
And I just wonder how you would have actually received that. And like, yeah, maybe someone would have been like, I really appreciate that and it would have ended the relationship. But I think for a lot of people, it really does trigger this like sense of like defensiveness, and it's a lot harder than people think to be able to tell someone straight up like, hey, I don't like your partner.
Because it's kind of like you feel like it's a personal attack on you and your ability to have relationships and pick well and do good in life. And like for me, when that happened to me, I was like, I guess part of the embarrassment was like, fuck, they all were talking about it and maybe they thought I was just like really bad at like, you know, having a relationship and like being successful in that way. So It was a hard pill to swallow for sure. So luckily I haven't lost any friendships over this, and that particular moment, nothing bad happened. I'm still really good friends with all of those people, but a lot of you said that you have. So 33% of you were like, this really ended badly. It backfired for me. Shelley saying, my friend was dating a problematic guy. We ended up not talking until they broke up because she didn't like the feedback that I gave about him and I had to step away. Brayden as well saying, my friend is dating someone horrible and when I said something, it caused a massive divide. I miss my friend. This one really hits home. This one from Gracie. She sent us a voice memo talking about her lost friendship.
So after a couple of glasses of wine, a friend announced excitedly that this guy she'd been seeing for less than 1 month had asked her to move interstate with him. And she said that to myself and then her own housemate. We were both shocked and we were kind of like, don't put all your eggs in one basket. You don't really know this guy. He's been making a lot of big promises about all these trips and everything. And it's only been a month. Like, you really need to, you know, think about this a little bit more. And the conversation turned into just a huge argument that went for about an hour. And she said, we attacked her. And yeah, we're no longer friends. She's actually blocked me on everything. But yeah, when all I wanted to do was protect her, sadly.
I just keep coming back to the fact that what are friends for in this scenario? Like, your friends are there to help you, to make sure that you are loving life and you're doing well, that you're living the best version of yourself. God forbid they come in and just like maybe nudge you or try and guide you in a direction and just be like, hey, like, I'm a little bit worried about this, that, and the other, or like, have you considered this? And then to just fully cut someone out, to block them, I'm like, What is the point of having a friend at that point? Do you know what I mean?
And then losing them.
Exactly.
Imagine if they were your friend of like 10 years or more.
Yeah. Like, that's our role, yeah, like as people. And I think like maybe coming back to like the whole individualism of society and everyone's like, no, 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 you don't owe anyone anything. And like, I can do it all and I don't need to rely on anybody else and blah, blah, blah. The whole like, you know, don't really want to be part of the village. I'm kind of like, no, no, this is the point. Like, you are meant to have potentially arguments and discussions with your friends. It's not always going to be like easygoing, but it's like, that's the point. Like, life is hard and it's like, you should be willing to have those conversations and be open-minded and listen to the people who have probably known you for way longer than a month with this guy,
and
right?
And probably know you better than you know yourself.
Exactly.
But this is why I feel like it's just such a delicate, like, intensive surgery, because like Gracie's friend reacted, a lot of the time people, one, aren't ready to hear it. Two, they'll interpret what you're saying. Like, she, I'm sure that Gracie and the friends were like very kind in their approach. I hope, but it's like they fully interpret it as like, you were attacking me. Like, blocking, imagine blocking your friend over raising some concerns.
Over
a man of a month.
I don't think.
And just raising, like, being a good friend and raising concerns.
It's like, maybe you weren't really even friends at that point. Like, maybe she didn't actually treasure your relationship. Because if that's her reaction, I'm like, that's crazy.
Which is why I think people feel scared to bring it up and to have these conversations, because people just get really defensive. People, like, you know, distance themselves from the friend. People choose the partner. Sometimes people will do what they want to do. And we've all had a friend that comes to you and complains about the relationship for years and on end. And it genuinely gets to a point where you're just like, I am so exhausted.
Yeah.
You've given them so much advice. You've tried everything to try and help them and they just refuse to listen to you. And I think that's when it can really weigh on a friendship.
People never seem to be ready to hear something until they're ready to hear it. And you can be like black and blue in the face, like explaining to them like how you're worried about the situation or whatever. But until they're ready to actually accept that they might need to move on from the relationship or something needs to change, they're never really going to hear you. And it's so frustrating as a friend because, like you said, there's points where you're like, I've given you 3-4 chances at this and I've expended so much emotional energy and you're not hearing me. And it's kind of on them at that point to come to the conclusion themselves.
Yeah.
Which is so hard. And at that point, you still want to be there for them, especially if it was like an abusive scenario where you're like, oh, I want to be here for you when you're ready to hear me and to get out. And then I'm here, open arms. But sometimes it's just so hard to get them to that stage, and they kind of need to get there themselves.
If you've tried everything as a friend, it's like, what more can you do? You know? Yeah, we got this voice memo from Hannah talking about that.
Nothing, I believe, truly works when you tell them that their partner is a bit of a terrible person. Until they are ready to leave that person, they will not listen to you. I think it just impacts your relationship with them and the friendship. They might not tell you things that's happening with their partner or that their partner's doing to them. They might distance themselves from you. And if that gets back to their partner, then it really impacts the friendship. I believe that you can sit down and have a constructive conversation once with them. But as I said, until they're ready to leave that person, they won't listen to you, when it's just going to impact your friendship.
I think this is like what Hannah said. It's a very specific point, I think, only if you are in like a toxic and abusive relationship. But sometimes the partner, if you raise concerns and the partner knows that you are, if they are a narcissist, for example, they might isolate the person even further. And it's really, this is what I mean about the delicate situation. It's so hard because you want to be able to still look after your friend and be there for them. But like, I've been in situations where the partner is like a narcissist and they're telling the friend stuff about me, and then my friend is like distancing themselves from me and they're not telling me stuff about the relationship. And it's just a really, yeah, difficult situation.
It's a really hard one to strike the balance, for sure. And yeah, so many of you in the DMs were saying this is something that you've been through. Imo had a really strong opinion on this. She was basically like, this is why you need to stay friends till the end, just in case this happens.
You should definitely say something, but I think it's really important that unless the behavior of the partner is really impacting you negatively, that you keep that friendship going, because if you get really anti their partner, there's every chance that that friend will pull away and retreat more into the partner, which will mean that they may not have the avenue to get out safely or comfortably if and when they want to. So it's a really difficult balance, especially if you are worried that that partner might be controlling or abusive in some way. You really have to keep the avenue for communication open, even if you really don't like them.
It is so hard, and I don't think there's like a right or wrong answer in a way for this, because in my personal experience with this, I've had friends where I've been there like upwards of 10, 20 times and like been consoling them and, you know, counseling and trying to be there for them, and then seemingly they just don't take in what you're trying to do, and then your emotional energy is just like, I'm sapped, like I can't keep being here for you during this. And because you're clearly not hearing what I'm trying to say, or maybe you don't want to help yourself in this scenario. So then in my example, like I had to kind of pull back because it was really affecting me and it was affecting our whole friendship group. And it just kind of got to the point where we're just like, can't do it anymore, which is really, really horrible. So I don't know. It's like kind of a question I've been mulling over this whole time, being like, is there ever a point where you can sort of say, if you don't want the help, like, am I allowed to step out of the situation? And I've had people come back as well afterwards, and I was just like, I actually don't even know if I can be friends with you after everything that we've gone through. And I totally understand that you were going through bad relationships, but there's only so much I could kind of give.
It's going to be so individual for each dynamic and for each situation and for you personally. Like, some people might not have the capacity to be able to be around and be a good friend. Not to be a good friend, because I still think the definition of good friend is, you know.
Oh God, like if you tried, then you've tried. And you've like, done what you could do in that scenario.
But then you might have the Jeffs of the world who are just like, no matter what, I'm still here.
Yeah.
Whereas like you might have other people who are just like, I love you, but I cannot like give the amount of myself as I'm giving.
I guess that's
like hurting me now.
Yeah, I think that's probably a distinction I should make clear here as well. It's like the difference between the abusive and then just somebody who just generally gets into like shitty relationships, like bad relationships, and they're constantly crying about like what's going on and they just don't seem to want to help themselves. And I'm hoping I'm not alone in saying this, but I'm like, I'm fairly certain everybody has that maybe one person in their life that they've experienced once where you're like, it just feels like you actually like doing this.
Yeah.
And you were kind of a little bit addicted to
totally
feeling like shit and being miserable and going through these experiences. And no matter how much I help you and try, you don't seem to want my help.
Yeah.
So at that point I'm like, I'm out.
Totally. I've had situations like that, and it's like you encourage them to go to therapy, you encourage them to like reach out to certain resources, you encourage them to do X, Y, Z.
Oh, you're like, come over to my house, I'll cook you dinner. Yeah. Like you really put yourself out there.
It just, if they can't, it is like what, I can't remember who said it, but it's like people aren't ready to leave until they're ready to leave. And so this may be only a certain amount that you can like really say.
Yeah.
So then let's chat about like, we've obviously spoken a little bit about it already, but like how should you say it when you bring it up? Kit sent us a DM saying, stick to the observable behaviors when bringing it up with a friend, don't just straight up say they're a shit person.
Yeah. A lot of people said the same thing. Cal agreeing with this as well.
I try very hard to not put down their partner and instead ask about their behavior. And then the person kind of comes to the conclusion themselves. So I think like steering a conversation where you're talking about their self-worth and how they deserve to be treated is a lot more constructive, because I think if you come into a conversation and you're putting them down, they're just going to shut you out and be mad. So I think just having a dialogue surrounding it makes them to come to that conclusion themselves.
Mm. I feel like there's ways of being like, I don't know if that's a normal thing to do, or like, I think that might be love bombing, or like, do you think that might have been like a little gaslighty of them? Like there's kind of tone of voice as well. I think that you can be like very curious and open-ended rather than being like, this is what that was.
Yeah.
They're really terrible. And I like what Cal said about like, directing it at like, hey, like you're doing so well in your life. Like I really want to see you succeed. And like, maybe this is holding you back, and like kind of making it about them rather than their partner.
I actually had a friend once with my ex when I was like just not happy and having a bit of a shit time. When we had a conversation, what actually helped me was that they repeated back to me what I had said. So it was like, which I found really helpful. So it's like if I'm explaining like, oh, I'm unhappy, blah, 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 then they will be like, it sounds like you're really unhappy. Do you know what I mean? So it's like you kind of look for things that they might be suggesting about how they're feeling or little things in the relationship. And it's like, so what I'm hearing from you is X, Y, Z.
Yeah.
And then it's like maybe someone hasn't had that said back to them. It's like, oh, yeah. And then I never broke up with him in that moment, or like it took me a couple of months after, but it stuck with me. It was like, this person has noticed that I'm unhappy, and I've said I'm unhappy.
Mm.
And it just like, it was like something that like slowly, I guess like ate away at the relationship over time.
It's kind of what Lara said at the top, like plant the seed a little bit early and let you do the work to get to that point. Also the classic thing of where someone's like, if this was happening to me, like your other friend, how would you react? And then you're immediately like, oh, I wouldn't stand for it. And then you're like, oh, fuck, why am I letting that happen to me?
You wouldn't like put up with this in our friendship.
Yeah.
So why are you putting it up with it in a relationship?
You know, it's interesting because with that poll at the start, or in the middle, I should say, where we asked, you know, like, have you lost friendships over it? 33% of you said, like, yes, I have. But 67% said, no, I didn't lose the friendship. And I'm going to say that maybe it's because a lot of our friends do come back around and they kind of figure it out in the end. And it might take you months, might take you years. But there were quite a few DMs about this, and Caitlin sent us a voice memo.
I have this friend who was seeing this guy. This was many, many years ago. He was not good for her. He was emotionally abusive and all that kind of stuff, and just did not treat her well. But it was like her first big relationship. And when they broke up, I told her that, like, he was not right for you. You can do so much better, yada, yada, yada. And then they got back together, and then they broke up again, and they got back together. I felt like the distance was growing between us because of this. And it was really sad. So I had to, as a friend, sort of step back, and that made me really sad because then she was left in this situation and we drifted apart. But the good news is recently, in the last like couple of months, we've reconnected and we got a chance to tell each other like we're really sorry for not being there for each other and stuff like that. And that has been the nice cherry on top of the cake.
Yeah, it's really nice to hear that. And there were a lot of stories like that where people have come back around, I guess. It might take time, but can happen.
Yeah. I think as a friend, you just have to be realistic about that, right? It's like friendships do ebb and flow, and there are moments where you aren't as close for certain reasons, and them maybe getting a bit like abusive, toxic relationship aside, like they, you know, getting a bit like caught up in their relationship and distancing themselves from you for whatever reason. And it's like, just get hopeful, like be hopeful and get like comfortable with the fact that like there might be a moment where you'll become close again later on down the track.
You know, interestingly, when we had that DM from Farrah saying her friends didn't tell her, right, about her partner and how they didn't really like them, she did a follow-up for us, and it's actually completely changed the way that their friend group now operates because of that experience. And I thought it was really cool. This is what she had to say.
You know, this conversation prompted another conversation from us about, you know, defining our friendship, like articulating what that means to us. And we talked a lot about trust and openness. It was something that was unspoken until then. And we decided that, well, I said to them, if I ever bring anyone else into my circle, it doesn't even have to be a potential partner, a friend or whoever. If you get a feeling about them, even if, you know, you say to yourself, oh, I don't know them well, or you know, it's a first impression or whatever, still tell me, please.
I really like that. I think that we need to normalize having these conversations with our friends and ask them like, hey, like, how would you feel like if the next person you date or whatever, like, how would you feel if I like let you know how I felt? Also, normalize like wanting that from your friends.
Yeah.
I have so often seen like friends will just all of a sudden have a boyfriend or a partner and they're just like bringing them into the friendship group. And it's like, they've just assumed that we're all, one, comfortable with that. It's like this idea that like they're my partner, so therefore they're like invited to everything now and they're a part of my life, so therefore you have to accept them. And it's like, maybe just like do a bit of a temperature check first. Like if you're not like starting to date someone slowly and you haven't asked your best friends like, what did you think when you met them? Like, how do you feel about them?
Yeah.
Like you should, my friends were like the gatekeepers of my relationship. Do you know what I mean? At the start,
totally.
It was like, if you don't pass the friendship check, like you're not coming in.
Yeah. Like you're not invited to the house party.
So I'm like, normalize those conversations. Like, why are you dating people that you haven't asked your friends how they feel about them?
Yeah. You're as only as good as the company you keep. So if it matters to you, then like, it should be like, yeah, your friends want to be involved. They want to know more about them. They're going to support their relationship. Just have those conversations with your mates and be like, can we just be so honest about like everything? Like, just let me know. Let's have constructive feedback. Cause you would do that in a relationship, hopefully in some ways, and you'd have check-ins. But with friends, it's like so much more important. Like your friends are for life. Like there were so many ride or dies in this episode who were like, no matter what, I'll be there. And I don't know, like my friends are literally everything to me. And I agree, like if the relationship doesn't pass them, it's bad news for that person. They might be getting dumped.
Yeah.
And I've been through now like bad experiences where the friends didn't like them. And I'm like, I've grown and learned so much from that.
And you should trust your friends.
I do. Yeah. Yeah, you should. And you should let them be your friend. Like kind of what we were saying before. It's like, what is the point of a friendship? Like that's what friends are for. They're here to help you. They're here to make your life better.
Well, hopefully.
So let them.
Hopefully.
Let them.
Mel Robbins.
We the jury's out on whether we like Mel Robbins or not, you guys. I don't know.
I'm like, wait, imagine if every single voicemail we just like reply to going.
Let them.
Thanks, Cal, but also just let them.
I know.
Like, I know what you're saying. It's like, you know, toxic and abusive.
Like, let them.
Just let them. Just let them.
Anyway, let's wrap it up there. Thank you to everyone who contributed to this episode. It was so fun to chat about this. And yeah, it's pretty nuanced. It's pretty interesting. But hopefully you got something out of it. And yeah, reach us in the DMs if you ever want us to do a topic.
For expert advice, we'll put some numbers in the show notes.
Correct.
Yes.
Yes.
Obviously, brought up some pretty heavy stuff.
Yeah.
But if you want some extra resources and some help, there's numbers in the show notes that you can call to get some advice if your friend is going through a difficult time or maybe even you are.
Love it. All right.
Bye.